Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here in Chicago at the Abercrombie and Kent 100, which is sort of their best top travel advisors, and they have this every 2 years. And I'm here with a familiar face, Jeffrey Kent of Abercrombie and Kent, and we've interviewed Jeffrey before. Last time, I think, was on Zoom. So here we are live, which is always much better. And we're going to talk to Jeffrey about his role now, what are the trips he's really most interested in, what are the things he's devising. And he's always really on the cutting edge of doing these wonderful itineraries and wonderful destinations. I mean, I've been overwhelmed by what's going on with Abercrombie and Kent now. I can't keep up, and even with what you're doing. But we're going to talk about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. First of all, Jeffrey, good to see you here live. It's nice to be here.
Good
and
to be with you.
Absolutely.
So, good to be with you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about kind of what's your role at ANK now?
Well, my role is I'm watching.
You're also you're doing more than that. I know that.
But. No. My good friend Manfredi has bought the business. I've known Manfredi forever. So I'm here to support him and help him in every way. I'm chairman emeritus and still founder, you know, that's good.
Being a founder is pretty good. You know, we talked, I mean, we the last interview, we talked about the whole thing, about you founding ANK.
Yeah, and I was there looking at the whole thing and said, wow, that guy had an interesting life, you know, the one who built
Abercrombie. You still have a fascinating life. This is the crazy part, is that you are really still active and going out everywhere. And that's one of the things that, you know, many travel advisors know that ANK sells all these exotic trips and all over the world. And but it also sells, let's talk a little bit about where your kind of role. Tell me a little bit about your inspiring expedition products. That's really something you're really focused on these days.
Yes, I mean, originally, to tell you the background of inspiring expeditions, I was one day, we got a bit of time, no
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, okay. We do, as much as you want.
I was one day shopping with my wife. You've done that?
Not with your wife, but I've been telling
with my wife.
I don't think I can afford her.
Okay. But anyhow, so we were in Chanel, all right?
Okay.
Oh, no, Hermes. We're in Hermes, all right? And Hermes came up with this bag. It cost like $12,000 for a bag, right? Yeah. $12,000. But Tavi said, no, it was a very special one. They only made so many of them, and we had to get this color. And we were in Hong Kong at the time. They said, no, we don't have one, but there's one left. And I said, where's one left? They said, it's in London, in Harrods.
Okay.
I said, that's okay. And so we went, we caught the plane. We were flying anyhow to London. We went to Harrods, and they found the one, and I parted with my credit card, and I bought this thing for $12,000, right, or whatever it was, right? Yeah. So during that process, I said to this, how does this work? I mean, how what's the background to this? How many do you make? How do you keep it? Do you ever make it twice? And they told me the whole thing, how they make a minimum number. They keep them very selected. They have them in key areas where there's a lot of money to buy them, and they're very select, and they always sold. I said, so why couldn't I do a safari like that? I want to do that product. I want to make it very expensive, a one-off that can never be done again, and that people will want to buy it in case it'll never be there again.
So this is a one-of-a-kind expedition that you lead, right?
Yeah, and then so that was the background. Mm-hmm. Then I sat down and said, I've got to devise a holiday around a private jet, right? Mm-hmm. Where money is no object. By that I mean not in that we will have bottles of wine which cost $200, $300 if we wanted to. We'd have the best restaurants. We'd go to the most impossible places on earth. We'd fly in catering teams, one, two, three, or four of them. Money no object. We weren't going to sit around. And it's like a Formula One, you know. Mm-hmm. If you're going to drive a Ferrari, you buy a Ferrari.
Absolutely.
You don't just worry about little things, how much the tires cost, you know. So that's how it all started. All my teams said it would never sell. How could we sell something at $185,000 a person when the average price is way under that? Mm-hmm. I said, so they refused to go along with it, didn't want to sell it. I said, you know what? I'll devise it. I'll sell it. I'll do everything, mm-hmm. which is what happened. And I said that If we make money, you can keep the money and the bonus. If we lose money, I'll subsidize it. But I'm going to do it. This is the first one.
Okay, so what was the first one?
Oh, gosh. Well, the first one was well, one of them was Palau, where we went diving. We took a super yacht from Palau with diving instructors per person. And we had the most amazing 6 to 7 days diving off Palau. And it was a huge success. Since then, we've done helicopter trips through Ethiopia, one of the best trips ever. We do an around-the-world trip every year to the most unusual places. I leave in October, and we've only got two places left. They're not even left because we can sell it to singles, but for a couple. Otherwise, it's sold out because 30 to 40% of the people were with me on the last trips. And so they book up automatically.
Oh, so you got a good repeat factor.
Exactly, because they know that I'm going to go places where they've never been, because I've never been. So presumably
you've never been?
No, I go to many places. I've never been.
Oh, wow. So you're kind of...
We're going to go to St. Helena Island, where Napoleon was imprisoned. We're going to go find some amazing place in Senegal. We're going to go to Ladakh. We're going to go to... beautiful islands in the South Pacific, which haven't been used. And so I think that everybody, and it's only 3 days, per, 3 days for each stop. And it goes like that. And people say, what's next? Yeah. And so, as I told you before, when we were waiting, I've traveled 18 million miles, been to 169 countries now.
Wow. So I thought there was nothing left, but you're finding things that you haven't done.
Well, we are running out. We're running out.
So what is the next one? What's the next Inspired expedition that you're going to do later this year? Maybe?
Well, we're doing an amazing trip in August. And we've got a few places left on that. That's going to be from Verona.
This is the Palio, right?
The Palio, yeah. Verona, the Palio. But all private homes. I always say that all of our trips are something that you cannot Google. You can't Google it. It's impossible. So this trip, we're staying with friends in that beautiful palazzo. We're having nothing been done before. We're going to Capri. We've got a private yacht. We're going to Pompeii. And it'll be amazing.
But these are places you probably have been, but in a different kind of way.
In a different way. This way, the highest. I'm going with the Duke of Roxburgh, Charlie Roxburgh, going to be our co-host. And so we did a big trip with him last summer to Flores Castle, which he owns. And again, it's something that you can't, actually you can't, you couldn't just go and book it. Abercrombie King couldn't go and book it. But I do it through all my personal contacts.
So this is really your tour. This is everything that you
do. Everything I do, I wish to do.
Yeah. How many people are going on these, roughly? How many? What's the size of the group?
The smaller trips, about 18 people, 18 to 20 people.
So it's very intimate.
Very intimate. And the big trip takes about 48 people.
Oh, wow. So that's on the jet. Yeah, on the jet. Yeah, the private jet. So,
we do that every year.
That's amazing. And so you're looking at these places that you want to see in a different way, or maybe places that you never have gone before and want to see.
That's correct. So, yeah.
That's great. Now, tell us, who goes on these trips? I mean, obviously the cost is pretty substantial, right?
Well, everybody says, be very careful on having a lunch with Jeffrey or a dinner. Be very careful. But at the end of it, you'd have bought one of his trips.
Oh, is that's the clue? That's how you sell these trips, is you're going out to lunch.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, the way you describe them, and you're so enthusiastic about them.
It's cheap. I mean, if you own a private jet, by the time you take your own private jet, and you have to argue with your pilots, where they're going to sleep, how they're going to protect the plane, is it going to be kidnapped? No. It's so much more expensive. So why not go with Jeff, have a delightful time, meet all his friends, right? And everything's perfect. Why not? And the answer is, why not? And they do.
And they do. And it sounds logical. Why not? Absolutely. So you're going to keep doing this as long as you have interesting places to go to and friends who are going to do it with you, right?
Well, we always have the friends. And I'll do places in a different way because I'm running out of places. But we'll do it in a different way.
What are destinations that excite you now?
One of the trips I'm planning now is Raja Ampat, where we're going to go, in Indonesia, western Papua New Guinea. We're going to go over there, amazing snorkeling, diving, cultural. And again, nobody's been there. We're taking a luxury boat, so it'll be, get up in close and personal and see all of that with the experts in the area. So there's no way you can go and do that. How would you do that? I mean,
I can't even imagine it. I'll go with you, right?
That's right. That's the correct answer.
I mean, there's not. I mean, I've never done. I've actually never been.
You've answered. I don't have to promote it. So if you're culturally interested and you want to see all those things, you come with me.
There you go. And of course, you know a lot. I mean, I've talked with you a lot about these things, and you just have such a knowledge about all these wonderful destinations.
And the other one is all the stands, right? Oh, you know, right. Yeah. Kurdistan, Uzbekistan, so many stands, right? Yeah. And so we're going to do one over all the stands by private jet. Because otherwise it's impossible. So we take a private plane and we do all the stands in about 10 days.
I would do all the stands except for one, Afghanistan.
Oh, we can miss that out.
You probably missed that out. Although, you know what? It would be very interesting, to include it. Right?
Not this time.
Maybe in a few years. Absolutely. But yeah, no, that is a fascinating. I know people rave about some of the stands. They're amazing. Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, everything.
My parents went to Pakistan, you know, so, and Afghanistan, too.
Pakistan is amazing. Yeah. I think it's okay, and people are kind of a little scared of it still, but I think going with you would be different.
But I think all those areas are so interesting to go to. But by going with private jet, you have this feeling of security in that you can get out. There's nothing worse when you're traveling. You're dropped at an airport, and then the plane's gone, right? How are you going to get out? Camel? Walk? Call a helicopter? No, you want your private jet standing there. Ready to go.
Unless you've forgotten one of the guests, that's all.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that. No, that's right. Now, is there, let's see, talk about, is there anything else? We go out to about 125,000 travel advisors now. We have a lot of great travel advisors here who have been booking a lot of your, in fact, I was sitting next to one who won the most expensive trip that was booked by A&K. I didn't even know it. I was sitting next to her at breakfast, and she won the prize for the
$2 million, right? $2 million
trip or something. That was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
So did okay in the commission wise, I think, on that one. But
that's
right. Anything else you want to tell our advisors out there about, you know, what you're doing today, what A&K is doing? I have been almost blown away by the amount, how you know, when you think about it, and we talked about the start of the company, and now this
my
company.
One Land Rover. Yeah, that's right, your one Land Rover.
One Land Rover.
It's come a bit farther since then, right?
No, I look at it and say, one Land Rover, 100 pounds, Nairobi, Kenya. That's where it came from.
Maybe you got to go back and do that one time.
You know, I don't think I could repeat 62 years that fast.
Well, you've got to go back as almost an anniversary, go back and do it and like that.
You know, but I think what A&K is about is always is passion, right? We're passionate about travel. I still am, as you can see. We'll open up more countries. We'll go to Guyana. We'll do this. We'll all sorts. We'll go back to Gabon. We'll Angola. There's a lot of places we can open up. And I think as long as we are doing that, building lodges as we go, which you saw today, building more DMCs, we have a DMC.
You're buying up or getting DMCs everywhere.
We got ships in Galapagos. Oh, yeah. So we got three beautiful ships there. Now one of the best places on earth to go. I first went to the Galapagos in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. So, it was amazing. And all these places are still amazing. And actually, I know when I went there, there's nobody there. But for people who go today, they still think there's nobody there.
Yeah, sure. Well, these are first for them and things like that. But it's amazing. But the breadth and depth of this company is just what you created 62 years ago is just extraordinary about what it is today.
Thank you very much. And, you know, the key thing is we're only as good as the customer, right? Mm-hmm. And I've always said the customer is always right, even when they're wrong. So we always have to do a good job for the customer. We're passionate and do it well, the customers will always come back and the company grows.
Absolutely. Well, Jeffrey, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk about both your inspiring expeditions, which sound wonderful. They're inspiring, as they say, and what you're doing now. And it's always great to talk with you about travel because you are still remain one of the most enthusiastic travelers I know.
The most.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.